This is Garland Robinson with Questions and Answers. Someone asked, how can you say that baptism is essential for salvation when the Bible says that we're all children of God by faith in passages like Galatians 3:26 and Romans 5:1? Well, the answer is the Bible does teach that without faith it is impossible to please God, Hebrews 11 and verse 6. There's no one anywhere can be a child of God and not have faith. However, we read in the Bible that faith alone does not make one a child of God. If so, then the Pharisees that we read about in John chapter 12, verse 42 and 43, they would be children of God. But yet the Bible says they love the praise of men more than the praise of God. Even though they were believers, they would not follow the Lord. If faith alone would save one, that even the devil would be saved, because James 2 and verse 19 says that he believes and trembles. However, James also points out there in James chapter 2, verses 24 to 26, that faith without works is dead. Faith without obedience, faith without compliance to the Word of God is useless, is barren, is dead. When one obeys the gospel, which of course you've got to do in order to go to heaven, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 8 says that if you do not obey the gospel, you won't go to heaven. God will take vengeance on them that obey not the gospel. So when one obeys the gospel, you're simply doing the work that God would have you to do. It is God's work, not my work, not your work. No man anywhere devised the plan or seeks to justify himself by performing that which he is designed to do. But it's God that designed the work, and we are simply doing that which he commands. When one performs or works the works of God, he's not earned his salvation. Jesus said, when you shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have only done that which was our duty to do. Luke 17 and verse 10. If one claims that baptism is a work of man, then he must also of necessity accept that faith is a work of man. The truth is, neither of them are works of man. They both are works of God. On one occasion, Jesus was asked, what shall we do that we might work the works of God? His answer was, this is the work of God, that ye believe on him whom he hath sent. John chapter 6 and verse 28 and 29. Friend, even believing is a work. But it's not man's work. It's God's work. It's the work God has commanded man to do. The same is true of water baptism. It's all a part of God's plan of salvation, and that is to be preached throughout the whole world, throughout all time. Peter uttered those words beginning in Acts chapter 2 and verse 38 when he's told the crowd, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. From that day until today, until this world will stand no more, that same word must be preached. You know, it's odd that so many fight so hard against God's word when it's so plain. Jesus himself gave the command for all time what people must do to be saved, but so few believe it. Mark 16:16, very simple, the Lord said, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Why, even a first grader can understand that. You have him read that verse or read it to him and ask the question, what did the Lord say to do to be saved? The answer is very simple. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. What would he have had to said to make people believe that baptism is essential to salvation? That's precisely what Paul was told in Acts 22, verse 16. When Ananias told him, arise and be baptized and wash away thy sins. Friend, there's no forgiveness without the blood of Christ, and only those who contact the blood when they're baptized in water baptism are those who are saved. Revelation 1:5 says the blood washes us from our sins. Ephesians 1 and verse 7 says the Lord shed his blood and we have redemption in his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. But then we're told how to contact that blood in Romans chapter 6 and verses 3 to 6, that we are baptized into Christ, that we might put on Christ, Galatians 3:27. For if we have been planted into water, then we have been planted into his death, and there's where the Lord shed his blood, and there's where we find forgiveness. We read in Romans 6, verse 17 and 18, the same context discussing water baptism, where he says that when you obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you, that's water baptism. That's the doctrine we've been delivered. That's the doctrine we have to obey. And he says in verse 18, being then made free from sin, you become children of God. We are now God's righteousness. It's simply the fact that baptism is the point at which one obeys God in that final command that justifies, not before. The plan of God fits so perfectly together. Won't you believe? Won't you believe to the saving of your soul? If so, then you will perform, you will obey, comply with the plan that God has given. You will obey the works that God would have you to do, to repent of your sins, confess faith in Christ, and to be baptized into water for the forgiveness of your sins. This has been Garland Robinson with Questions and Answers. Join us again.